This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a viral video of a woman having some road rage, and the internet has dubbed her Kids Bop Karen. That's kids with a Z.
Oh, yeah.
Kids Bop Karen.
Have you heard the Kids Bop stuff? This is like kids' versions of pop songs.
Oh, okay. And I don't really know this.
Oh, well, I guess, yeah, you don't have a kid right now, so.
No, I don't.
It's like all that Lily listens to. It's just like, so it's like Justin Bieber, but it's done by a bunch of kids. And then they edit out any bad language and they put other stuff.
We were talking about over the weekend driving to Portland, my buddy Ethan and I, and he was talking about how, have you heard the Macklemore Thrift Shop version of the Kids Bop song? Because you don't realize how filthy that song is until they have to change the lyrics to be good for kids. Because, you know, he has R. Kelly jokes. He's got other sexual innuendos in there.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know this.
Oh, man, you're missing out. Now there's also lullaby music for babies that's like metal. Like, we were joking about on the Mixcast last week. We were listening to Metallica's Enter Sandman, but it's like a lullaby version. It's not on. It's like, it's haunting and trippy and scary because
really?
It sounds like something that like Pennywise would like take out victims with while listening to.
And this is supposed to be a lullaby for your kid.
Yeah.
Like they thought they were doing a good thing.
So it's done with like those chimes and those bells.
Oh, yeah.
But it sounds very haunting.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
We'll have to pull it up. Right, okay. If you can find Enter Sandman, we'll get to it after we talk about this lady that's taking over the internet.
Yeah, Kids Bop Karen. Apparently, this incident happened between her car and another car, which appears to be driven by either an Uber or a Lyft driver. The woman starts poking her head inside the window of a car that she claims almost hit her kids. The driver apologizes, but then Karen says that's not what she's upset about. She's mad at the passenger in the back seat who's recording everything. She makes goofy faces and swears at the passenger that keeps recording Karen.
I'm sorry, really sorry.
You are?
No, it's my
it
fault.
It is your fault.
Yeah, I know it's my fault. That's why I'm saying sorry.
She thinks it's cute that her driver almost hit my kids, and she thinks she needs to take a video of it instead of apologizing like a stay.
Okay. Stopping in the middle of the road is going to help?
You being a bitch is going to help?
Oh, there we go.
I don't know. Calm down.
It's okay, I'm sorry.
He apologized.
It's my fault.
He apologized.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? That didn't upset me. But the bitch-ass hoe
that told me
to calm down, what I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a bitch.
You're calling me sorry, but you're calling me a bitch. Set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch.
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop. Attitude?
It's okay.
That's why she's Kids Bop Karen. Okay.
Yeah. Her name's not even Karen. People are trying to figure out who the hell this woman is. But man, she just.
Oh, she has crazy eyes, too.
Yeah, she does.
I feel bad for her kids because she probably talks to her kids this way.
Dude.
With that weird voice and her hand gestures.
Yeah, dude. You're right. She's got crazy eyes. She is not in her right mind.
And I kind of hate everybody in this situation.
Yeah.
I don't really hate the driver. Although, if he did something that could have endangered the kids, I hate him as well. The woman in the back filming it. I don't know what the hell she's doing either.
The only thing I would say to that, Steve, I'm with you. I'm like, why you got to record this? But then again, if somebody's going to stop a car and you don't know what she's going to do, getting it on, getting it on video is not a bad idea. I don't think the woman in the back seat was saying anything. She was just recording it, and then the woman saw her recording it. kids Bob Karen did.
And the reason why they call her Karen, that's like an internet slang term, like a stan Karen is what they call like any, I would like to speak to the manager, kind of entitled like older woman.
Oh, that's a Karen?
That they call her Karen.
That hairstyle with like the bangs and the like, weird little short do.
Yeah, the women that have like the really short hair in the back and like the long in the front.
Yeah, that's a Karen.
Karen.
I do know a couple of Karens like that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what they call
Don't
them
Don't call
now.
Them Karen. They might know and then, well,
that's
then.
That's awesome.
It is pretty funny, but like that fits. That completely fits.
Yeah.
Well, at least these two Karens I know.
So the big question is, did the guy get a good Uber rating from the woman in the back? Does he get impacted by that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if he was at fault or not.
Poor guy's just like, I'm sorry. Can you stop peeping your head into it? Like somebody did a great side-by-side comparison of her peeping her head through the car and Jack from The Shining.
Oh, God. They were
the Shining moment.
Yeah.
The internet's having a field day with this.
Oh, yeah. They are getting all the creepiest looking characters from TV and movies and basically saying, this is what you look like.
Oh, my God. They need to do Large Marge now.
Oh, she's got her tongue out.
The part when she sticks her tongue out at the camera really trouble. I'd probably stop recording at that point because I'd just be so, like, disturbed by it all.
There are great screenshots. She looks like Chucky over there in that one.
Yeah, she's horrifying.
Wow.
This poor...
Oh, Kids Bob Karen is scary.
You do not want to mess with her. And I just love that. Like, my kids are in the car. They can't hear this. They're listening to Kids Bob.
Oh, she's a mess. You think Kids Bob Karen is married? And I want to talk to that significant other and go, so what do you do?
Nothing, man. Just let her run rampant.
Oh, man. I can see why she's sweeping the internet. That is fantastic. You check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW, because KISW.com, because she does. If you haven't seen this was my first time seeing it.
Yeah.
It's freaky. She is a road raging crazy person.
And just goes off.
Yeah, she does.
The facials, though. She's got good facials.
She surely does.
She could do theater with those facials.
Yeah, she could.
Yeah, she could be like the Wicked Witch or something like
that. Oh, man, is she just...
So what happens if you're that woman? So you had a bad incident, right? You went off on this person. Maybe not your best effort in life, right? And then all of a sudden, later on in the day, your phone starts probably blowing up from friends. And like, hey, you been on Twitter recently?
Dude.
And then find out 4.4 million people have watched this video, and there is thousands of comments making fun of you.
You guys know me.
I do.
You guys have known me for a long time.
Your Kids Bop BJ?
Dude, do you know how many Kids Bop BJ moments we would have if people were recording me every time?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, right?
You know it. You know how fortunate I am that we did not have social networks. Jeez, in the first 10 years I worked here in Seattle.
Be glad you found therapy before everyone found social media, dude.
You're right, dude. There's no doubt. I mean, I look like that lady. I know I have. Many, many times I've looked like that lady and worse.
Oh, when you've had like those off-air meltdowns where you've locked yourself in the office.
Yeah.
I wish we had surveillance cameras.
How about when I would do appearances and things weren't going the right way?
Oh, that never happened.
No, never did.
Yeah, never.
This is why I do have some empathy for her, because I know, having gone to therapy, realized that I was in crazy mode. I didn't realize, I didn't know I was delusional. I really thought people were out to get me, and I feel like that's probably what's in her head. She's probably feeling like, you almost killed me and my kids, and she's just going crazy over it.
Could this be, do you think this would be like a wake-up call for her?
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah?
If I'm her spouse, I gotta go, honey, you got to look at these pictures. You know, you got to wait for her to calm down. You got to wait for it to when she's really in a calm moment so she can be rational enough to at least hear it.
Do we think she's ever in that rational moment?
You're right, dude. I mean, I don't know if you could have ever rationalized with me. That's the problem. I don't know when her bottom is going to be, but you'd hope this is it. She's all over the she's all over the world being crazy lady.
Right. Her name's not even Karen.
No. Poor Karens. All the Karens of the world.
All the Karens of the world.
So that actually works to her favor, though. She could just, like, bleach her hair and, like, I don't know, wear sunglasses for the next 6 or 7 months until this dies down.
A big floppy hat.
Yeah. But, you know, and just don't act like a Karen. That's it. She's just got to not act like a Karen. So if your name is Monica or Karen, you're kind of ruined, aren't you?
So I guess apparently TMZ interviewed her, so we'll have to go track
Did
that
they
down
really?
At some point. Yeah. Of course they find her.
Well, TMZ's got to figure stuff out. Apparently, like, you know, they've taken a hit in their ratings because of, I don't know. I don't know if the country doesn't care so much about what they used to talk about, so they've had to, like, pivot a lot. Maybe because people don't care about celebrities anymore. So now they got to get Kids Bop Karen. That's what they got to do.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it. Is that her there?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, she's, because even in her picture where she's trying to look nice, she looks crazy.
She says that she's taking her own advice and calming down, and says she wants to apologize to the driver, and she's got no lingering beef with the woman who filmed her ran from the back seat. And people were wondering what Kids Bop song was her kids listening to?
Oh, yes.
Old Town Road.
Nice. Oh, of course. Isn't that a happy, sort of encouraging song? I think they should have blasted it for Mom before she went out of her mind.
Texter was wondering, did you guys ever find the Metallica Lullaby thing? I'm dying to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all ready for this?
Okay.
Right?
It's very haunting.
Wow. Go to bed, kids. Off to never, never land.
Ooh. It's
really well done.
It feels like what is that Christmas group that has sounds like this? But they got like the
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds a little Trans-Siberian Orchestra to me.
I thought Trans-Siberian Orchestra gets like a little like more rocking.
They do, but it has the like a beginning of a Trans-Sib song, and then yeah.
But then you got this Pennywise's music. It's like the same thing.
Why wouldn't you want to send your kid to bed with that? You're right, dude. It does have that sort of. Oh, it's a fairy tale about to go wrong. It's actually kind of cool. I'll be honest with you. I kind of dig it.
Yeah, if you want to like bury bodies and stuff.
Listen, dude, I need to stay in my zen place when I'm burying bodies. Don't knock it.
Not going to lie, I did download this album.
Of course you did.
For Frank and Carl?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, for my cats.
It's
They even have Tool. They have kids version, like baby version Tool.
No, they don't.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Okay, I would be.
Right, if you want to find one of those, too.
That's actually, you know, there's something about it. I mean, I think that's how Muzak got to be Muzak. You'd be in the supermarket, and they didn't want to play anything that was too crazy, but they'd play a song you knew, and it puts you in a good place, even though it was the lamest version of the tune you like.
And it was fun, because you're like, I know this song. How do I know this song? You know what I mean? It's that moment where you're trying to figure it out. You're like, this sounds so familiar, but I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Yeah, because they slow it down even a little more than Enter Sandman.
So, Rev, you find the Tool?
I don't know if I'm digging this one.
I feel like Prince Migs, our foster baby, would fall asleep to all of this. He loves this kind of stuff.
I saw that there's like this weird sleigh bell in the background.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there it is. Da, da, da. Okay. Yeah. Da, da, da. I finally picked it up. I was like, I wasn't quite catching it, but now I recognize it.
Is it sober?
Yeah, I think it is sober. Yep. Yeah, I finally got it. It took me a while to get what they were doing.
See, this would be like a scene in a movie where the guy's finally, like, he was a serial killer trying to reform his life, and now he's wasted trying to think about killing more people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're playing this in the background.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This could definitely be a creepy moment in any show.
So this is Rock and Roll Lullabies are huge. And this woman, Aaron Everett's like, I'm officially creeped out. And apparently there's a Star Wars soundtrack in Lullaby. Worked great for my daughter.
Oh, I wouldn't mind hearing some of that, because those are, for the most part, they're relatively up-tempo. I mean, at least, you know, the Emperor's March or just, the Vader's March, whoever's march it is. Dun, 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 dun.
Isn't that like the Death March?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, this is so slow. I don't know about this.
Someone says, we have Queen, Led Zeppelin, and Tool lullabies for my son. He likes them. So do I. Another person says, I've fallen asleep to the Tool lullaby album many a times. Yeah, I wonder if people who don't even have kids are listening to it just as a way to chill the F out.
Dude, that's a good way to go about it. I mean, if they work for kids, why can't they work for adults if you need to sleep?
Yeah, you can fall down that wormhole like on YouTube or even on like Apple Music or any of the streaming sites. They have all those records on there.
Oh, man. So they probably have them on my YouTube Premium as well.
I would
YouTube
imagine music. So, yeah, if it's available in one place.
Oh, man. That's oh, forget about it.
Stop doing this. I'm falling asleep while driving.
That's sorry about that. That's a good point, Steve. Yeah, we got to wake people up. Let's get Kids Bob Karen to start motivatively speaking to people.
Someone texts in and says, you know how much it sucks now having the name Karen?
Yeah, sorry, Karen. That.
It's a guy's named Chad.
Yeah.
Or Kyle.
Yeah.
Or Stan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stan's a tough
Stan's
one.
Stan's a bad one.
Don't forget Kenny. You know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Timmy. Timmy's the worst.
Oh, no, Timmy's the best.
Yeah, but you know why.
Why?
Exactly. I mean,
you're known for a cool cartoon character. You're not known for something awful like, let me speak to the manager.
Well, there is that.
Calm down.
I think the Monica stole the world have a problem. Because,
you know. Just don't wear a dress. You're fine.
Yeah,
that's or a blue dress.
Yeah.
Stay away from the hand lotion.
The lead singer of one of the biggest rock bands of all time says that he can't relate to to their biggest hit anymore. I'll tell you who said this at 8:17.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a guy, Steve, who I swear, man, when you hear what he says, now? When you hear how he speaks, you know he is getting to the age of his life where he just says, look, I'm done. I'm done with pretty much everything you remember me for. I'm going to do what I want.
Okay.
Robert Plant, legendary lead singer of Led Zeppelin, you know, a band that continues to get airplay, probably will be considered one of the best and greatest bands of all time.
Yeah, I think it'd be hard-pressed to not put them in your top 10 greatest rock and roll bands of all time.
Yeah. And Robert Plant says now he can't relate to perhaps one of the most popular songs ever put out by anybody, and of course, arguably their most popular song, Stairway to Heaven. Says he can't relate to it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, he said he considers Stairway a good song with, quote, very, very good musical construction. But he says, you know what? It's really the lyrics. The lyrics just bother me. They turn me off.
Does it make him wonder?
Oh, here we go. Really?
Sorry.
I was waiting for that. Robert Plant says, quote, lyrically, now I can't relate to Stairway to Heaven because it was so long ago. I would have had no intention ever to write along those abstract lines anymore. I look at it and I tip my hat to it, and I think there are parts of it that are incredible. He says, quote, the way that Jimmy Page took the music through and the way that the drums almost climaxed and then continued, it's a very beautiful piece. But lyrically, now, and even vocally, I go, I'm not sure about that. I give him credit. He's basically just attacking his part of it, but saying the rest of the song is amazing.
But I thought the lyrics, I mean, I think some of his other Zeppelin songs, but then again, I'm not a guy that's into like Lord of the Rings and all the Hobbit stuff. But like, when you listen to some Zeppelin songs, you're like, oh my gosh, like they were writing about like Lord of the Rings stuff before Lord of the Rings was popular.
Yeah.
That stuff never really connected with me, but I always thought Stairway to Heaven had a good vibe to it, just like a woman with a lot. I mean, for me, when I listen to it, it's like a woman that had like all this money, but it didn't matter. It wasn't good enough for her to be considered a good person.
Yeah.
And that might be just me just kind of like overthinking it or something, but that's the vibe I got. And I never thought that it's like it seems like a timeless song lyrically.
It's interesting because I guess if you think of anything that we've all done, was it 40, 45 years old? Somewhere between 40 and 45 years old, right? Mm-hmm. The Stairway. So think of anything.
71.
Yeah.
So older than that. It's almost 50 years old.
Oh, man, you're right. 2021 is going to make it 50.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So in 50 years, now granted, you haven't even hit the half century mark yourself yet, but me, all I could think of is, okay, well, I'm 59, so what did I do at 9 years old that I might go, yeah, it might not have been my best work.
Yeah, wetting the bed.
Yeah, you know, at 9 years old, did I do anything where I go, no, I think it's still timeless.
I'm still proud of my bedwetting from nine. Yeah, I'm not going to act like I'm too good for it now.
Is there anything you did in your teens and early 20s that you think is still amazing, though, today? Because I can't think of... Your mullet?
My mullet was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If we're going with hairstyles, yes.
See, there's nothing. I don't think there's anything I contributed. I cringe at my early radio work. I don't think there's anything. Even my comedy. There's nothing I did then that I would go, oh, I am proud, and I would do that same thing today.
See, I get a lot of times with some of the singer-songwriters that write about, like, heartbreak, and then they don't want to sing those songs anymore because, like, you know, I don't want to keep dredging that up, or I've moved on past that. I mean, some artists have gotten to a point where it's not even they're even paying attention to their own lyrics. They're just singing the song because they're just out of muscle memory.
Granted, you know, you're going to hear me talk about Weezer a lot because I've just discovered them. But their latest song is about the same thing that they've been singing about for years, which is, I miss you, I need you, you're not in my life anymore. And I'm thinking, this poor Rivers, does he ever get a girl? Yeah. I mean, is he ever going to have a relationship?
And what kind of pressure does it give for the girl that's with him? She's like, he writes great songs through heartbreak.
Yeah.
Do I need to just break his heart so he can be a good artist again?
That's what it is. It's like the same thing with Tay-Tay. I mean, you can't be the guy that makes her happy, right? What is she going to write about if Taylor Swift is happy with a guy?
That might make people happy, though. They might, like, celebrate the man who finally got her to stop bitching about dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. I'm trying to
behind the music, and then her career went downhill because she found happiness in a relationship.
It is true. If anybody sings about happiness, do we care? You know what I mean? We really like the songs that are angsty.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that really hit us more so than a song that's super happy.
Right. I mean, I don't even know what the damn Pharrell song is about, but the happy song, the minute I hear it, I'm like, shut up.
I don't really. I don't want you to sing to me about how good your life is.
Stop being happy. No, enough already with your happiness.
Oh, man.
Stub your toe or something.
Yeah, do something, buddy. You can't have life to be this good. So Robert Plant, yeah, says that he can't relate to Stairway to Heaven anymore lyrically. He still thinks the song, from every other aspect of it, musically is a beautiful song, but his lyrics, and he's just like, yeah, no.
This is a weird thing to think, but there are times I'm just thinking about it with this. I wish I would have never heard Stairway to Heaven until I was old enough to appreciate great music.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
I'm with you.
Because when I was a kid and I heard it, it was a cool song, but it went on forever in my head. Like, I didn't appreciate...
Yeah.
The songwriting. I didn't appreciate where the drums come in, how the turns that the song takes. No different than Bohemian Rhapsody. I think, well, if I would have been like maybe a teen when I started appreciating how songs are written, how songs come together, and I would have first heard Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, I think my mind would have been blown.
Yeah.
But I heard it so many times at that point that it was like, it took a while for me to it took like me just sitting around like, probably in an altered state with headphones on and being like, oh my gosh, I've just dismissed this song as being this big hit, but I never really paid attention to just what every member is bringing to that song. It's so incredible.
I'm totally with you, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like that about Floyd. I wish that I never was introduced to Floyd when I was a young kid. I had no appreciation for what that was all about. And therefore, I've just been jaded on Pink Floyd. And everybody goes, dude, you're crazy. They're amazing. It's like, well, I'll tell you what. When I was 12, I did not know what the heck they were singing about. Didn't know you had to be high in the first place. And now, at this age, I can go back and appreciate Floyd because of bands like Tool. You know, I can appreciate the orchestral brilliance of a band like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would have been the same thing with Tool. I probably would hate Tool if you introduced Tool to me when I was like 10.
I understand what's going on here. But then, like, when you start thinking about the layers and just what they bring, each member brings to the table. I know this is a stupid one, but, you know, I grew up being a big Rocky fan. And when you hear the Rocky theme, it's just like almost cheesy.
It's totally cheesy.
Totally cheesy.
Oh, yeah, this is cheese.
All right, Grant, I was on a weird maybe ecstasy bender at the time.
Here,
I put that on my headphones. And as that song builds towards the end, it's just magic, man.
Oh.
It gets goosebumps. Oh, I got emotional. Yeah. It's just so much power to that.
Ecstasy does do that to you.
Yeah, it does all those things.
But I notice it now, even sober, Steve.
Well, that's because you've got the ecstasy muscle memory.
I do.
You know, I mean, are you kidding me?
I never appreciated just how epic of a song that is. Because you hear the beginning, but like when all of a sudden the vocals start coming in, the Gonna Fly Now part, you're just like, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Next time you're like drunk or stoned or whatever.
Oh, you want me to listen to it then?
Put on some headphones and listen to the Rocky theme. And just kind of accept the beginning as being something that triggers like the silliness of maybe some of the Rocky movies and the workout scenes, whatever it may be.
See, the Star Wars theme does it for me.
I can see that though. It's orchestral.
Yeah, that does it for me. And so I can see what you're talking about. But you love Rocky. I love Star Wars. So the music that goes with it, as cheesy as it may or may not be, it's still going to have a place in our heart. Never thought of listening to Star Wars on ecstasy. I got to try that.
Maybe that's the next thing you do.
Right.
Don't they do like those orchestral performances at like the Paramount?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, I just trip balls and go.
That's not a bad idea.
Field trip.
It's not a bad idea.
Let's do this.
Different type of field trip.
Yeah. I went to the Star Trek one they did, you know, where they show scenes, and it was fantastic with the orchestra and everything. It was just so awesome to hear live music played to the images.
You just view it as kind of background and not really paying attention to it as what it is in itself is a great piece of art. You know what I mean?
Because
you just view it as, okay, this is just the wallpaper to the scene that I'm watching.
I got something that I'd like you to watch for that reason. Because I didn't realize it, but somebody just hit me to this. There's some great music in the new TV show on HBO, Watchmen.
Okay.
And I didn't know, but somebody hit me that Trent Reznor is doing the music for the show.
Yeah, he is.
And,
it's good.
The music is so good with the show, and now I know why, because Trent's the guy doing it.
That's funny, because I was watching that CM Punk movie, the horror from The Girl on the Third Floor, and I watched it on my phone with my headphones on, because my wife was just not feeling the idea of watching a horror film, you know? And the music is just so haunting and amazing and so well done. Like, whoever made this music, I come to find out later on in an interview that CM Punk did that it's Steve Albini, the guy who produced Nirvana's In Utero.
There you go.
He's also been in bands. And And then you just realize how cool it is because it's just such a talented guy adding a new layer to his repertoire when it comes to music writing.
Yeah, some of those dudes that go do that with they're doing soundtracks. Oh, man.
Reznor's done some soundtracks, I think, before with David Lynch.
He did the Social Network. I don't know who he did it with.
But okay, yeah.
I remember being weirded out by that.
Did he do any Twin Peaks stuff with David Lynch, or was it some other Lynch stuff? Because, man, the music in Twin Peaks I love, too.
Somebody says, hey, the Halo soundtrack is masterful.
Okay.
I haven't paid attention to it.
You mean like the game itself game. or the series? They did like a little series about Halo on YouTube.
Someone says the Halo theme with another person. Halo theme with headphones.
Okay.
Pull the headphones up, Rev.
Can you get the Halo theme?
Can you pull the headphones up, Rev?
I mean, I can't remember the Halo theme, but I, of course, I had to watch people play the game because I couldn't play it. I was so bad on the controllers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Well, Rev, you're supposed to get me some ecstasy first.
This is haunting.
Oh, here it comes.
This is epic. Oh, this is damn good. I forgot about this with Halo.
If it wasn't for the fact that it would upset you, I just kind of want to punch you in the face right now.
Oh, is that the only reason? Is it would upset me? Not that you're striking another human being, you half a savage.
Doesn't this feel like something that you'd want to engage in warfare?
Well, you surely want to kill, what is it, what do they call the
Master Chief?
The enemy? No, you don't want to kill the Master Chief. He's the good guy.
Maybe I do.
The architects, I forget what they're called, the enemy. I'm bad. Like I said, I never played.
Another person says, the Halo theme is incredible. Yeah, with a little violin.
So good.
I just want to accomplish something right now. I don't even know what, but I just feel like accomplishing something.
They say listening to video game music soundtracks is actually really good if you're studying or trying to focus.
Really?
Because the music is meant to help you focus in the game.
Oh, good call.
So if you're studying or whatever, there you go.
So this is definitely my favorite video game score. You guys are turning my day around. Thanks, guys.
It's good. You know, I forget, like, you know, we forget that video games are a billions and billions of dollar industry, and therefore they do have the money to be able to put the quality that you would only expect in movies.
And but unsung heroes, the people who have to put together the music for video games. Nobody typically talks about the music in a video game, unless it's like Madden where you're like, oh, did you hear they released a different song by this band? But somebody had to put this together and write it specifically for a video game, and I don't think it gets the credit it deserves. I didn't think about it until the texter started piping in.
Well, now it gets the credit, thanks to Steve Miggs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're called the Covenant, the bad guys.
That's, thank you. I knew I couldn't think of the word the Covenant. Yeah, that's the people you got to go hunt, Steve. Thanks, man. Yesterday, Steve, hey, you know what? We're going to get you ready. You ready? We're getting you fighting because yesterday you got this one wrong.
What cathedral in Paris caught fire in 2019?
The Louvre.
No.
Sistine.
No.
Snoop Dogg's Cathedral.
No!
See, if we had the Halo theme going, you would have got it right.
Oh, easily. I know it's Notre Dame.
See?
Halo.
Wow, see, the theme worked.
Thank you, Master Chief. My lifeline.
You want a shot at beating Steve? Okay, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank account, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.